one of these gospel passages that can be kind of fun to play with our imagination as we read and reread and imagine ourselves taking part in this conversation, hearing the different voices, the different characters, and what was happening at the time, and then what's happening in my life, and how does it apply, how does this passage apply to my life? First, because we're all such great Bible scholars, when he says this is truly the prophet, we know exactly what he's referring to. That Moses, the great one from the Old Testament who led them from slavery to freedom, told the people that one day the prophet would come. That a prophet like Moses would be raised up and lead them. And so this is what they're referring to, that this man Jesus doing all these things, saying all these things, maybe he is that prophet that Moses told us about. Then some said, no, he's the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah, the anointed one who would come as the priest, as the king, as the prophet to lead the chosen people once again. So all these different ideas, so we can think, like, what do I expect Jesus to be? How do I assume he's going to come to my life? And what kind of assessment do I put on the actions and the words and his miracles? Is it because I'm expecting something? Or am I truly encountering him as he is? And the Christ won't come from Galilee, will he? Again, do I have my idea of God to be a certain thing, acting a certain way? And do I exclude some of the mystery of God and in the person of Jesus because my preconceived notion, the box that I have constructed for God, is not being met? But then a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Have I experienced division in my life? Maybe even in my own heart. Because like St. Paul says, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I do the very thing I hate. So has Christ caused a division in my own heart? But has Christ caused a division in my family or in my friend group? Has the truth of who Christ is truly impacted my life? Why did you not bring him to us? The guards asked. Never before has anyone spoken like this man. Do I allow myself to be amazed at the words of Jesus? Where the letter to the Hebrews says the word of God is living, it's active. Or do I just get used to the story? Do I just go through the motions? Saturday morning I go to Mass and that's what happens, and then whatever and this and that. Am I truly encountering the living word of God each time his words are presented to me? But then the Pharisee says, have you also been deceived? Again, are there voices in your life trying to discount the power of God, the power that Jesus has over your life? Are there voices that are trying to distract you from that? And then this gossiping, this backbiting, this bullying that's taking place here. Certainly you can't believe him, because none of us, and we're the smartest, we're the elitist, we're the popular, we're the cool kids. We have all the followers. We have the elite media behind us. Everyone knows our name, and we don't do those things. Why would you ever do those things? We get sucked into this game of popularity and going along with the crowd. This is what's happening here. And then even Nicodemus tries to stand up and says, our own law says we can't condemn him until we've heard from him. So maybe you've been part of a circle of people gossiping or backbiting, slander, detraction, and you try to insert a good word. You try to redirect the conversation. Nicodemus was shut down. You are not like that too, are you? How often the people we surround ourselves can do damage to our faith, that innocent, childlike faith. And so then what are the voices, maybe not directly to us, but the music, the entertainment, the news? What other competing voices do we allow into our lives and into our hearts that maybe diminish the power of Jesus? So again, there's so much here in this little passage. that we can just go back to and play with these words of the scriptures, allowing our imagination to enter into this, allowing Jesus to come alive for us. Have I made a decision? Am I convinced about who Jesus is? And then what does that mean for my life? And do I have the courage, the fortitude, to follow him regardless of what everyone around me is saying? We can see that maybe the statues are covered a day or two early. It means we're getting close to Good Friday. It means that the decision point is coming. We're going to follow him in about a week on Palm Sunday because it's fun, it's exciting. Everyone loves that part of Jesus because he makes my life come alive. It gives me the best version of myself. I can live my best life now because Jesus blesses me. But am I willing to follow him to the cross where everything may be lost, where there's suffering, where there's isolation, where there's rejection? Is Jesus who he is? Is he who he says he is? Am I amazed at this man who's come to lead me from slavery into freedom? This man who has the words of everlasting life. Will I follow him, or like so many others, will I just go along with the crowd?